The It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Welcome to It's Time for Coffee. I'm Jeanette Tapley, your host and internet bestie. Here on It's Time for Coffee, we will help each other find joy, sisterhood, and lasting friendship. We are all about Bible-based love and teachings to help us grow into the friends we long to be and to nourish the relationships that we already have. Now, I'm not a theologian or a Bible scholar. I'm just your pal, Jeanette, here to help you and encourage you. Join me each week as we sit down with a friend to be encouraged and reminded that we are heard, valued, and never alone, no matter what season we find ourselves in. So grab your cup, fill it up, because friend, it's time for coffee. Hey, welcome back to It's Time for Coffee. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I get to introduce you to a friend of mine. Her name is Robin Graham, and we are talking all about her new book, You, Me, and Anxiety. This is the start of May, which is also Mental Health Awareness Month, and I just was so excited to share this conversation during this month because I just want us all to remember that we're not alone. You might be struggling with some anxiety, some depression, and other things, and I just want to say, hey, you're seen. I hear you, and you're not alone in whatever you're walking through. If you need to call a counselor, consider this your reminder. Call the counselor. Have that insurance card ready and make that call. Don't be full of shame. Be full of pride because you are getting help. That's exactly what we're doing. And our family is seeing some counselors and getting some help for just a checkup, just a mental health checkup. So I want to encourage you to do the same. I'm so excited to introduce you to my friend Robin. We are talking about parenting, entrepreneurship, just lots of stuff, just friends catching up. And I just hope that you will enjoy today's conversation. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey y'all, I'm so excited to be sitting down with a sweet, sweet friend of mine. Robin and I worked together for a while, and I'm just excited to like chat about her heart and her new book. Robin Graham, thank you for joining us for coffee today.
Thank you for having me, Jeanette. I am so excited to be here. I mean, obviously, we've known each other for a while, and I've been listening to your show, but for me to get to actually sit down and have coffee with you today is an honor. So thank you.
This is so fun. I've been able to be on your show, which was once called the Second Face Podcast, but now it is the Robin Graham Show. And I just love what you're doing. I love that I got to be a small part of it. And I just love that our friendship has spanned so much change. Like, how fun is that? We've seen each other change so much.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And when you think about it, it's only been 2 years, right? We started a little over 2 years. It was like fall of 2019. But when you think about that time frame, everything that's happened, oh my goodness.
I know we were just catching up on each other's lives and it was like, okay, let's see. When was the last time we emailed? So that was back in 2020. Here's what's happened since then. I said, it's kind of like building blocks with Jenga involved.
So truly, truly.
Robin, what's in your cup? What are you drinking during our time together today?
So I am kind of boring today because I have water, but I had 3 cups of coffee with oat milk this morning. So...
That oat milk, it is so delicious, and I had to stop drinking it so much because my pants were getting tight, and it's probably not the oat milk, it's probably the candy, but I'm just going to blame the oat milk.
That's so funny. Well, I steam it, so I put it in my frother, and I have it that way with my coffee, and it's just like dessert every single morning for breakfast.
Yeah, so good. It's. I had a friend once describe it as a hug in a cup, and I was like, "That's exactly what oat milk feels like to me—a hug in a cup."
Yes, a hug in a cup. That's perfect.
So fun. Okay, Robin, can you tell us a little bit about you, what you do, and then we're gonna dive into this beautiful book that you wrote.
Yes. So I am a business and mindset coach, and I help women find clarity around their purpose and build strong foundations for long-term brand and business success through navigating those mindset barriers, creating a brand marketing strategy, and then taking intentional action.
That's awesome. What is your favorite part about this job? Like, what is your favorite part about what you do?
Oh my gosh. I'm not a big favorites person, so I tend to be like in the moment and get super excited about whatever it is I'm doing and whoever it is I'm with, but I'd say the most rewarding part and the thing I like the best is definitely when somebody's confidence rises and things click and they're ready to unleash themselves into the world and share their expertise, share their personality so that they can get clients. And then when they get that first client and their numbers are going up and their business is starting to see success and their dreams are coming true and just those lights coming on for them is just so rewarding for me.
Yeah, it's so fun to see that happen for people. Like when you can tell in their eyes, like, oh, it just made sense.
I get
like it.
It
just, yeah. It all clicked. Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah.
So I said before, your podcast used to be called The Second Phase Podcast because you transitioned through different phases in your life. So let's talk about like phases of life for a second.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So I can go all the way back, but I won't go way, way, way back. But I grew up in a little teeny tiny town in Illinois, a farming community. And I wanted to get out of there after high school. Like I knew that for me, going to college was what I wanted to do. And I wanted to create a high power career for myself and make money and be independent. And so I went to pharmacy school. I got a doctorate degree in pharmacy. And then 11 years ago, we started seeing some shifts in our family dynamics. Our oldest was experiencing some anxiety. And the woman who was watching our daughter when I was working, I was freelancing doing medical writing and consulting for pharmaceutical companies. And my husband was traveling globally 50% of the time. We had no family here in Pennsylvania. And it was just one of those things we looked at each other and we're like, we can't keep doing this. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. We're not helping our family. And so I decided to step back. My husband encouraged me to take my hobby and my passion, which was photography, to become a professional photographer. So I did that and I created a very successful business. And that was truly my second phase. But the more I worked in photography, I niched down to headshot photography and branding photography. So I was working with females almost all the time. And I was observing how so many of them would say to me, gosh, you're so lucky. You get to do something you love. And I'm thinking to myself, so can you. Anybody can do something they love. You just have to be willing to take the risk and take the action. And then I was observing my branding clients and so many of them did not know what it meant to build a personal brand. They didn't know how to use their images that I had created for them for search engine optimization and just all these little pieces that I was watching that were missing and not knowing the tools to automate, not having processes in their businesses and all those things. And I thought, you know, this is an opportunity for me to really help people because I'm such a geek and I've really like, you know, learned all those things for myself and experimented enough that I know what works, what doesn't, what costs, what's free, what you can do for free that you don't have to spend money for without getting results. And so I got certified as a brand strategist and that's what I'm doing today is helping women build their personal brands and that foundation for their business so that the sky's the limit. I don't say I'm going to promise that they're going to make six figures because not everybody wants to make six figures, but the reality is if they start with a solid foundation, then they can, the sky's the limit. They can take their business to wherever they want it to go.
Oh, that's so good. And it's so hard. I mean, and we're not talking to a ton of entrepreneurs or anybody in our show. We're just talking to like the mom, like the one who is mating socks, as I say, which has turned into a whole thing. But the one who's like washing dishes, the one who is feeling like, This is my first phase. Awesome. Like right now I'm in phase one. What does the hope of phase two or change look like? Like when you feel stuck, what's the next hope, I guess?
So, you know, for that mom that's standing at the kitchen sink thinking, okay, I had a career one time or this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. My kids are eventually going to be out of my house. What I suggest is you take a look at your values, your visions, and your passions. Like what are your values that you are not willing to waver on? And then what are your visions? You know, as you're standing there doing dishes or you're mating socks, what are you dreaming about? What do you see yourself doing? Do you see yourself teaching? Do you see yourself creating? Do you see yourself, you know, who knows, driving in a car or, you know, with studying the Bible, what do you see yourself doing? And then from there, what are your passions? You know, are you passionate about youth? Are you passionate about a certain movement? What are you passionate about that gives you butterflies in your belly that you could merge with your values and your visions to create something out of it? Mm-hmm. And it could be just being a stay-at-home mom. It could be, you know, watching someone else's children. It could be any mm-hmm. number of things, but we all have something inside of us that leads us to a purpose in life. And mm-hmm. I think it's based on our values, visions, and passions.
Yeah. And I just think too, like while you're saying that, like it could be serving in your kids' schools. Like so yeah. often we think it has to look like climbing a corporate ladder or being an entrepreneur or doing something. But I love that you're saying like, what matters to your heart? What giftings did God yeah. give you that you can serve people around you? Because that's all that we're doing, right? As entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. our job, our hope is that we're just serving the people that are near to us, and that with Instagram or with the internet that reaches a little bit wider, like we can serve people farther, but all we want to do is serve people. So how can you serve people in your world right now? Or what do you hope to serve in the future? So I really love that you said that vision, say that again, vision,
values, visions, and passions.
Value, visions, and passions. So, yeah. so good.
And I always say too, Jeanette, and I know you know this, you know, if you feel that tug on your heart, like God's calling you to do something, don't ignore it. Answer it sooner yeah. than later, because if you're struggling and you're feeling that tug on your heart, do that exercise and see where your values and visions and passions align, because chances are that's where He's leading you to. And there's somebody else that has that pull on their heart saying, I need this. I need someone in my life. Yeah. It could be a prayer partner. It could be a book club. Yeah. It could be anything, but somebody out there is needing what you have on your heart to start.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by
this next passion that you had on your heart was a book, Robin. Like, what in the world? What in the world? Like 2 years ago, I don't know that you had mentioned writing a book or the desire to write a book or anything along those lines. So tell me, how did this happen?
So the book started as, it was an idea I had, kind of merging my creativity and one of my, I was telling you earlier, you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm a mm-hmm. server. Like I love to serve. I love to help. And yeah. Because I struggled with anxiety my whole entire life, I watched my son struggling, and it wasn't really until my son started struggling that I got the help I needed to navigate my own anxiety. Mm. And so, yeah. you know, way too late in life. So I struggled a lot, and I wanted to help teen girls. I wanted to help them navigate this crazy world we're living in, which wasn't even as crazy as it is now when I originally thought of this idea. But I thought if I could show in pictures what girls are experiencing related to anxiety, I could help those kids that don't know how to verbalize what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, because that's the truth of the matter. A lot of people with anxiety don't understand what's happening. You know, why do they have a stomach ache all the time? Why can't they sleep? Why do they have a headache? Why do they struggle with breathing just out of the blue? And all of these different symptoms that we have as anxious people, and how to navigate that without having to verbalize what that is. So I thought it would be a tool for therapists, psychiatrists, whatever. Well, it was very hard to get people to be vulnerable enough to pose and to be in front of the camera and to tell me their story. And therapists kind of thought I was nuts. They didn't want to share, you know, they didn't want to refer their patients to me. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they probably thought there was a confidentiality issue or whatever. So I kind of gave up on that idea, because I felt like if this is this much of a challenge, then maybe I should just tell my story. And so that's what happened. I started to write, and the more I wrote, the more things came out, and I felt just that calling to continue. And then totally by chance, I think it's a God wink, I met my publisher, and she started crying when I was telling her about what was I had on my heart to do. And she was like, you have to publish this book, and I would be honored to publish it with you. Mm-hmm. And she herself had experience with anxiety with her child. And so things just aligned perfectly. And so that was March 3rd of 2021. And it was one of those things like, what have I done? Now I have to do this. And she kept telling me, you have to tell more. You have to tell more of your story if you really want to connect with these readers. And that just became such an exercise in vulnerability. I, you know, told some things about growing up that we're hard. You know, life, we had an incredible family, a family of faith, a family of love, but there was a lot of dysfunction. And, you know, to tell those stories and then the fear of what's my mom going to say? My father's passed away. I don't want to make him look bad because he was an incredible human, but just the emotional roller coaster. So yeah, so that's the book. That's how it got started. It was just truly a calling on my heart. I feel like the Holy Spirit helped me write it. I don't know where some of the phrases and the things that I said came from. So
yeah. Well, so we all just chalk it up to God's words, right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
I am such a fan. I was trying to articulate this to our small group last night, but I am moved by other people's obedience to share their gifts because God's given us all so many gifts. And so we were talking about my love for Disney and my love for like the movies and the castle and all of that. And they were kind of like laughing at me. And I was like, listen, here's the deal. I can stand at the castle and marvel at this thing that was someone's imagination brought to life. But then I can also take a step farther back and say somebody's creativity actually built this. Like the brain and the brawn and all of these things actually put it together. And then another step back when the fireworks are shooting off, that's again, somebody's creative imagination put that all together. So I said, so when we set back, thousands of people put their gifts to good work so that other people would find enjoyment. Well, I find enjoyment, but I also find worship. And so it was a fascinating conversation to have. And I just love that your obedience is causing other people to find healing and seek out restoration for their life. And I know this is like your book is focused for the teen girl. Is that right?
Yeah. And it's really funny how this is because I've been talking so much about the book. And the more I talk about it, the more I realize there's nothing about the book that every single woman with anxiety couldn't read and find help. You know, there are certain things that I talk about that are more geared towards the teen girl. But when we're talking about relationships and faith and confidence and perfectionism and gratitude, there's so much for everyone. So the original book was written for teen girls. And then as I was writing, I thought, you know, parents struggle with their children and knowing how to parent children with anxiety. And I have that experience. I've done it. Yeah. So I've seen both sides of the fence. And there's a lot of things based on just my childhood that I think genetically I was predisposed to anxiety, but environmentally it was exacerbated. And so I think that happens a lot. So if I can help parents understand what their child's going through and not just say, get over it and expect their child to change their behaviors when it's not physically or emotionally possible for them to do that on their own, I'm giving the parents the tools to work with their child so they can navigate it together.
Which I love because as parents, we need those tools. I didn't struggle with anxiety as a teen. So if my kiddo shows up with this, like I need to know how to help. And so I love that you're equipping us as well. One of my favorite questions to ask, and if you listen to the show, you know, what is a moment of keyboard counseling? We live our books and then we write our books. And as we write, we're pouring this out over the keyboard and God tends to wreck us again. What was a moment of keyboard counseling as you wrote?
Oh gosh, this is a tough one because there were so many moments where I was like, why are you asking me to do this? I don't want to tell this story. And having to go back into the past and dig up old wounds is very hard. And then to tell those things to the public, to the world, that was really terrifying, but yet so incredibly rewarding. I think, I guess the biggest thing I would say is that when we follow that calling, that pull on our heart, amazing things happen. And if I can help, the biggest realization was when someone asked me, Jeanette, well, what ROI do you expect to get on this book? Well, I never thought of what ROI am I going to get on this book. That thought never crossed my mind. Making money from the book never crossed my mind. And that may sound crazy, but until she asked me that question hadn't crossed my mind. But what had crossed my mind was if I can save one girl from becoming a drug addict or committing suicide, then I've done my job.
We do it for the one. We help that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't look at it for everybody. It's that one at a time. And for every woman that's out there, I think that's a huge lesson, because there's always someone who's one step behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's biblical too. The biblical aspect of mentoring. So we're looking up for someone to mentor us, and then we're looking down for someone to mentor. And I think that if we just keep that chain going, we're learning and we're growing and we're seeing more than just like a return on investment. We're seeing, like we said, lives changed, girls' hearts being made whole again because of the Lord and because of your obedience. And so I love that so much, because it's more than that. And we know that healing, it's not necessarily healing, but like, I'm trying to think of the Bible verse. It's like the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's like our testimonies carry weight with others. And so it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's scary. I mean, it's pretty scary, but it's when you look at it as there's someone, like if you can visualize a face that you might help, it helps, right? Like to know that there is someone that needs you, that needs this message, that God's calling you to help. And I like to think of it as the ripple effect. You know, when you throw the stone in the lake, and the water just ripples and ripples and ripples and ripples forever. And I think that that ripple has to start somewhere. That stone has to be thrown, right? And I think God's calling is that initial throw. And then that first person can help the next person, then the next person, then the next person.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, that's such a beautiful imagery too. Robin, tell us a little bit more about your podcast now. It's changed, obviously. It's no longer the second phase. It's the Robin Graham Show. So tell us about the show. What's up over on your podcast nowadays?
So I feel like it's a constant evolution. You know, when I first started, it was, okay, I want to tell really cool stories about people who overcame something and started a second phase. Mm-hmm. But what it is today is more my freedom to have whoever I want on the show and talk about whatever I want to talk about on the show. And so I'm talking a lot more about faith in entrepreneurship, faith in general, mental health challenges. So either in entrepreneurship, or like today I interviewed someone on forgiveness. Who doesn't need forgiveness, and who doesn't need to practice forgiveness? And so, you know, talking about more life, I guess more personal development, more lifestyle things, as in addition to the business aspect. So still talking, interviewing entrepreneurs, but also diving a little bit deeper into the personal side of things, in a way that it's more holistic in terms of the whole mind and body, and the soul, not just business, not just how do you build a business, but how can you keep yourself grounded at the same time?
Yeah. What aspect are you loving of that the most? Is it just the freedom to kind of jump whichever way you want to go?
Yeah, I kind of like that. I like the freedom for sure. But I have to tell you, what's fueling me the most is just being able to talk candidly about my faith. That's something that I hadn't done before, because I thought, oh, this is a business podcast, so I really shouldn't talk about my faith. And I'm finding that in almost every episode, it's coming up. And I think it's really cool that, you know, as the book is coming out, I just feel like my confidence in my faith is growing so much that it's going to make so much of a bigger impact than what I ever could have done if I had just stayed focusing on the second phase and business stuff.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you're allowing yourself room to grow. And I think the more we talk about our faith, the more natural it becomes. And I know, as a business owner and as a podcaster and everything that I do, there was a time where I was like, no, this podcast is for everybody. It's not just for a Christian listener. And it's not. But I never wanted to talk about my faith because I was afraid to isolate that non-believer or that non-faith based person. And so now I'm just like, well, it's actually just a part of who I am. Yeah. And then the more I was kind of stifling it, the more I was neglecting that part of me, which people, if I want people to know me and to consider me a friend, that's a part of me they need to know. And so it was like this like kind of circle that I kind of got stuck in. I was like, okay, we're just going to be me. And I hope that it works. You know what I mean? Like, it's just part of who I am.
No, I agree. And I think because we're inundated on, you know, with social media and all these things, it's like, well, will I get all those followers? Will people like me? Will I look normal if I talk about my faith? Mm-hmm. You know, like all these crazy thoughts go through your head. But at the end of the day, I think if we want to be our genuine selves, we have to be who God's called us to be. And if we are a Christian and we are faithful, then we're going to share that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, one last question about the book. As you get ready to release it, what is the one thing you hope your readers take from it what's that one lesson that, like, if you could just give them a hug and be like, this is for you, like, what is that one thing?
That there's hope. That there's hope. There's a chapter on hope, but I think at the end of the day, if I can give anyone who reads the book hope that they're not alone, hope that they can navigate this and they can live a healthy, happy, joyful life. And then of course, you know, that hope through our faith in Jesus as well. Like that's a big message throughout the book.
Yeah. I love that. That's so good. That's so good. All right, Robin, what is it time for in your own life right now? What are you walking through? What season are you in? What is it time for in your own life?
Well, I'd say, Jeanette, the biggest thing that it's time for me is accepting vulnerability and embracing who I am and allowing myself to have hope within the gifts that God's given me and allowing myself to share them, because it's not something I've always been able to do.
Yeah. Man, accepting vulnerability is such a challenge, because there's so many times where in my own vulnerability, it's been labeled exploitive, or it's been turned, like my vulnerability has been turned to something to hurt me. And at the same token, I'm like, no, like this is just my vulnerability isn't a weapon. It's not a weapon to anybody else. It's not a weapon on myself. It's not a weapon on you. It's just my heart out there for somebody else in hopes that they find hope in my own story. So I love that so much. And I know that your vulnerability is going to help change and shape the way others think and see God.
I hope so. That's all I can pray for. And I think, you know, as you were talking in that, how you were talking about the vulnerability and how it was almost like an exploitation or people turning it around. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a little bit of a fear there, because we see so much online, people telling their stories, and they're making money off of that. And, you know, I think there is some exploitation, and it didn't used to be that way. If you were truly vulnerable and you were truly demonstrating who you are at the core and sharing for the sake of other people, it was much more meaningful. So I don't think you're alone in feeling that way.
Yeah. And I think I know that I've halted telling stories or telling things about my life or anything like that until the Lord gave me that green light. And I think that it's probably the same for you, and that green light has come and it's time. We follow in obedience. I think that's just a lesson that, like, through the whole show, I just kind of keep hearing is, like, it's a lesson in obedience. It's when there's a time for it, it happens. And man, that's a huge blessing.
Yeah. And do you think too, I do, it's a level of maturity. Like as we, I think, you know, no matter what age we are, we still have things we have to learn and go through to grow. And so as we do those things, then we're more mature in our faith, and we're more mature in just life in general, and we're able to share more.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you said maturity too, I thought of healing. And as soon as, like, there's a maturity level and there's like a level of healing, there's a level of, I'm not sharing with this wound gaping open. I'm sharing with a little bit of more of a scar or a scab that's like, okay, so here's the hope and how I healed. I want to show that to somebody else.
Yes, exactly. That's perfect. Beautiful.
Robin, thank you for being my friend. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me on this show, for opening your heart to me and just always being there for me. I appreciate you so much.
I hope that you loved meeting Robin today. Her website is linked in the description below, and you can grab her book, listen to her podcast, and just dive headfirst into all that she does right there in that link. And I'm just so thankful for her time and her wisdom, and I hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. Okay, I'll see you next week when it's time for coffee. Thank you so much for joining us for coffee today. I'm so excited that you made time in your busy schedule to have coffee with me and my guest. If you want to connect on a deeper level, I hope that you will join our email community. The email community is a great way for us just to connect on a little bit deeper level. It's a place for us to email back and forth, to correspond about all things, and I hope that you will join us there. To make sure you never miss an episode, make sure you're following It's Time for Coffee podcast on your favorite podcast player. That way, each week when a new episode comes out, it'll pop right up in your queue and it'll be ready for you to listen to. And if you love today's episode, I would love for you to leave us a rating or review on your favorite player. You can just do that by hitting those stars or commenting about what you love about the episode. It makes my day, and I read every single one of them, and I love hearing how we can meet you right where you're at. So thanks for doing that, and if you haven't already, go do it for me. I would appreciate it. Okay, friend, I'll see you next week when it's time for coffee.